Such a schus to be together at a kaisel maravi. Mom's crazy, like 1:30 in the morning. Incredible. You know how incredible it is? Look. What a schus each and every one of us has. How often do we think about it? How often are we thankful? You have the schus to be mamish here, in the most holy place in the world, in the place where all of our hearts are directed. And we have the schus to be here every Shabbos Kodesh, sing together, to learn together. This moment itself is so precious. So all the Torah, the chizik that we're about to share is being sponsored. The Refu Shalem is someone I'm very, very close to, and someone that mamish is like family to me. We need big tefillos, and Beretz Hashem, we're going to have Besuras Tovas. We've had Besuras Tovas, we'll continue Besuras Tovas, and bigger Besuras Tovas, and Refu Yeshuas, for Yaakov and Sarah, and everyone should have him in our tefillos, Beretz Hashem is Baruch. What bigger schus than right here by the Kaisel Maravi? Chaver had the schus this morning to be with Rav Shlomo Amar Shlita. Shlomo Amar is Kodesh Kedoshim. A certain Yidden, just by being around them, you're elevated, you're lifted. He's holding in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Nigla, Nister. His Midos, his Anivus. And we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu last week's parasha, how his face was shining. It was mamish, the Shechina. You feel that with Rav Shlomo Amar. You mamish feel it. It's like, it's one of those Yidden. I would, literally, I said, if I heard that I could go and have time with him and get on a plane to Italy, I'd go in a moment. Wherever it would be. And he shared the most incredible Torah this morning that I want to share with you. He said, so much of these parashas, Shemos, Ve'erabo, Bishalach, we're building the foundation of Klal Yisrael. These parashas of Golas, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us in, was there to build our Yesodos in some way. We were there for a reason. We're learning about these for a reason, to build the foundation of us becoming a nation, leaving Mitzrayim and eventually receiving the Torah and eventually entering Eretz Yisrael. And everything that happens is to build Yesodos. And he says so much of the story in Mitzrayim is to teach us probably the most important lesson in the world. And that is Kol Ma'adav Rachman Alatav Avid. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good. And we may not see it in the moment. And sometimes we go through challenges in life, machlas, sicknesses, difficulties, but somehow there's a much bigger picture. And Hashem is by our side, and Hashem loves us, and Hashem's orchestrating everything in the strangest of ways sometimes, and sometimes very difficult ways. So first of all, he gave an example. He said, look at the whole story, Moshe Rabbeinu. Paro goes, and we're his servants, we're his slaves. And Paro goes and he sees through his astrologers that there's going to be a savior, and he's going to come somehow from the water. And he decides, so let's kill every Jewish baby boy. He makes such a gzera, he makes such a decree. That same Paro's daughter, Ba'al Yabas Paro, is the one that goes and saves Moshe Rabbeinu from the water, pulls him in to grow up on the knees, on the lap of Paro himself. Not only that, she couldn't nurse him, so she goes and gets a midwife, his own mother, Yocheved. She's paying Yocheved. So where do you think that money came from? Where's Basia's money come from? From Paro. So Paro himself, who wants, is trying, his desires are to kill every Jewish baby boy. The one that he's trying to get to, he's being raising in his home, and all the sustenance and the life of that baby, he's paying for with his own money. It's mamish v'nahapachu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen is going to happen. Rabos, machshavos, b'levish, v'atzas Hashem yisakum. It's incredible. And you look at these lessons. And he said as well, it's very strange, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and he asks Paro to send us out of Mitzrayim. What does Paro do? Paro makes more difficult labor. Avoid the kasha. And now suddenly what? We have to go and have our own tevin and make our own bricks. And it looks like, what's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him to be a shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why'd you send me to begin with? What's going on here? So he said so beautifully, we know famously, we know that we, the Yidden in Mitzrayim, were in the 49th level of Tumah. We're in such a low level. And famously from that Rizal, we know that if we fell to the 50th level, we would have fallen to such a low level that we never could have gotten out of that level. We never could have grown from that level. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, we're in the 49th level already. And if we stay in Mitzrayim much longer, we were going to fall. It was inevitable. Halalu of the Vazar, halalu of the Zara. So he made Avodah Kasha, he made more difficult labor, so that what? Then the 210 years could be considered like 400 years. And ultimately, take us out at this point before we fall too low. So the Avodah Kasha, that seemed to be a burden, and seemed to be difficult, and seemed to be an oinish, was rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all of our life. Sometimes we don't see it. We have to learn that and look at the storyline in these parashios and be able to open up our eyes. And sometimes we're able to see it and sometimes we're not. But kol madu v'chman atav of it. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good. He's by our sides every moment. We have to build that level of emunah. Unwavering emunah. Unwavering emunah. That's why we're to sit by Kaisel Maravi. We have to build that. We have to internalize that. And all that I said until now is to set us up for the following tire that he said, which blew me away. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, at the beginning of the parasha, L'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, V'otzeisi eschem mitachas sivl of Yisrael, V'itzalti eschem me'avodosam, V'galti eschem bizron tuish v'atum gadol, V'kachti eschem li'lam. The Dalil is Shonos of Gula, right? We all know, famously. We have 4 cups of wine, L'el Seder, Dalil is Shonos of Gula. But each one must tell us something different. Each one must give us a deep lesson. Listen to how he learns the first two we're just going to talk about. He says, imagine a person sitting at a table and you see him from the other side. Right? So what do you see? You see the person from his abdomen up, basically, right? You see his chest, you see his face, you see his arms. And you can't see anything underneath that. Now, deep inside, you know that he has the rest of his body underneath, but you don't see it. The table's covering it. The table doesn't allow you to see underneath. And you have to have emunah. You have to believe. You have to know that there's something there that you might not see. The table is something that bears what you put on it, right? The table, you put plates and you put dishes, you put forks, you put utensils. It bears it. L'chein amar l'vnei Yisrael. Tell B'nai Yisrael, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, what's Hashem? Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hayo Hoy Vaviyah. I'm the God of Rachmim. I'm the God who loves you. I'm the God who, everything I do is for your good. Hayo Hoy Vaviyah means I live above time. I understand the bigger picture. I understand what was before, what's after, and why everything needs to happen. I'm orchestrating it all. Ani Hashem. And therefore, V'otzeisi Etzchem Mitachas Sivuls. I'm taking you out, I'm taking you out so that you could understand now and be a nation, because you understand there's tachas sivlos. There's something underneath. Mitachas, not just mitachas, I'm taking you out from underneath the burden of Mitzrayim, Pashur Pshat. Mitachas sivlos, from underneath that which bears, underneath the table. Sivlos means to bear something, like a table that bears other things on top. So you see the burdens on top, but there's tachas sivlos. I want you to see that there's also underneath. And maybe you don't see it, but believe it. And know there's more to the picture. There's more than what you see. Always in life. And I'm a Hashem. I'm Yud Kei Vav Kei. I'm Rachamim. V'otzalti etzchem me'avodosam. Pashup Shad, I'll save you from your avoda, right? I'll save you from your hard work. But maybe, Rav Amar suggested, V'otzalti etzchem, I'm going to save you right now, 190 years earlier, me'avodosam, from all the work that you're doing. Meaning your hard work, that I'm forcing you to do more, that I decided, me'avodosam, that's going to save you. That pulled you out. You thought it was hard work. You thought this was terrible. You thought it was tragedy. You thought, no, that saved you. That got you out before you fell to the 50th. And so too, always in life, chevra. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam that loves us. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam that's by our side every single moment. Sometimes we're going to see it, and sometimes we won't. And when we don't see it, we have to remember that table, mitachas, there's something underneath. There's things happening. Hashem orchestrates it all, and He loves each and every one of us. And He's by our side. And sometimes we don't have any answers. But the emunah means I don't have all the answers. Imam, I don't have to have all the answers. You know, my answer is, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'm a mortal human being. And what I know a finite amount of information in my lens that I could see, but there's such a bigger picture. I have a little anivus in life, a little humility in life, to know there's a much bigger picture than I see. And build that connection to Hashem, that you know everything in our lives. Everything in our lives is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For kol ma'adav ruchum on top of it. Maybe not right in this moment do I see it, and it's going to take maybe sometimes time and sometimes years and sometimes decades to come to fruition. But everything that happens is from Hashem, and have that amuna. And with that amuna, we'll be zoicha to all the gula in the world in that moment, because in the moment you don't feel all the pain and the suffering, because you know Hashem is Baruch Hu, that's the biggest nechama in life. So you have gula, and that's maybe what it means. Chazal say that what was the schus, we were a nigal. Chazal say why were we redeemed at the 49th level tuma? Because we still had amuna. The schus amuna, we had gula, and it's going to be that amuna that's going to be the gula shleima with Mashiach of Kenu and Hera b'Yemenu and Shabbat. Hailing Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha and full of bracha. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh